Music has always played an essential role in the world of James Bond. From the instantly recognizable opening riff of Monty Norman's James Bond theme to the grand orchestrations of John Barry's legendary scores, Bond music has transcended cinema and generations to become an integral part of popular culture. And now you can experience the catalog of Bond at a special concert at Roy Thompson Hall called Bond Symphonic. Francis Chouinard has a long resume and a long list of credits to his name, and he is the conductor of Bond Philharmonic Symphonic. And he joins us now. Hello and thank you.
Hello.
There's a lot of honics in there, James. Francis, we're curious to know about the show. I just want to know how Bond Symphonic works. Is there a screen that kind of weaves in the movies as the songs are being played, so you're kind of watching and listening to Bond play out? How does the show work?
So this is really a symphonic experience. So it's not a cine concert. We're not having any projections.
Okay.
But we're really doing a kind of overview of different periods of the Bond franchise. Obviously, you know, Bond has, you know, touched many generations. You know, first film in 1962, and you know, all the way till now, they're still going to be making more. But it's touched so many different generations and different styles of music, from, you know, the big voices like Shirley Bassey to groups like A-ha, and then to the more recent ones as well with Billie Eilish.
Okay, what's your favorite?
Oh boy, musically or the film?
Musically. Like, what do you most like to conduct?
I really like the old time Shirley Bassey one. So Goldfinger, yeah.
Goldeneye,
Diamonds Are Forever. Yeah, she's such an iconic voice.
Yeah,
and it's kind of fun to get to reproduce these.
Speaking of the favorites, is there a most popular Bond theme for the audience? Is there one that the audience gets the most into, that they really, you can see the energy just shift when you start to play a specific theme?
I mean, the Bond theme.
Yeah. The actual Bond theme, yeah.
And part of the, you know, that what ties all of this together is that Bond theme is pretty much in every single track somehow. They sneak in the little chromatic ascent, or they keep a little bit of the harmony. Like, each one of these Bond songs includes this. So it's, you know, they're all tied together.
What is it about the orchestration of the theme music that excites musicians, excites you as a conductor and the audience alike?
Well, it has that you know, kind of jazz influence as well, and very heavy on the brass and percussion. So it's, you know, it's very lively music. And of course, you know, all of this started in kind of the golden age of cinema, where they, you know, they had these big budgets and it could have huge orchestras. And so when we're reproducing this in concert, you know, it's 50 musicians. That's pretty much what they had, if not more. And so when people come to see this concert, or, you know, these kinds of concerts, they really appreciate kind of all the artistry and all of the musicians that go behind making such a iconic score come to life.
Before we wrap up here, Jane, and we've got a pair of tickets to give away to Bond Symphonic 2, by the way, in about a minute or so from now. Francis, as we wrap up here, just curious to know, how do you choose the Bond themes to play? There's been so many Bond themes, Bond movies over the years. You can't play all of them during Bond Symphonic, can you? Or do you squeeze them all in somehow?
Well, we have about 2 hours of music that we're performing. We mixed, obviously, some of each of the big voices. So we do Shirley Bassey, we do A-ha, we do the Sam Smith Writings on the Wall, Skyfall, of course, Live and Let Die with the Paul McCartney. Obviously, we can't pick everything, but we do a good balance of the big voices that have interpreted Bond's music and also some big orchestral moments that have appeared throughout the films.
Francis Chouinard, conductor of Bond Symphonic, this Saturday night at Roy Thompson Hall. Thank you, and now we're going to give away those tickets.
Yes, if you want to go to Bond Symphonic, like Jane just mentioned, Saturday night, Roy Thompson Hall, caller 7 right now, 416-360-0740. That's 416-360-0740. Francis, thank you so much. Have a great time on Saturday night.
Thank you very much.